The Senate will come to order. Will all senators present indicate their presence by voting affirmatively? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 17 members present.
Senator Curtula.
Senator Malin is ill and asked to be excused.
Without objection, Senator Malin will be excused.
And rumor has it Senator Brody is in the flight due here that's overdue, I understand.
I just think we have to probably count him absent until such time as he appears, and we'll note his presence if he gets here in time. Senator Ferguson?
Senator Keller upstairs on the third floor.
Well, I don't know if that makes him present or absent. Would one of the sergeant arms go after a senator? Do you know where on the third floor? In the governor's office, or maybe you better wait. He'll probably come down when he gets time. Why don't we just wait till he gets here?
We wish he was present in the governor's office, but absent here.
Our chaplain today is the pastor J.R. Matthews of the First Baptist Church.
Shall we pray together, please? Dear Lord, accept our gratitude for all your blessings to us. For the privilege of living in this great nation, we give you thanks. For the privileges given us by a democratic form of government, we give thanks. For the gifts of life and health and the privilege to pursue our happiness, we give you thanks. Father, grant that these men, elected by the people of this great land, will never forget that theirs is an awesome and heavy responsibility. Help them to realize that you are the greatest of lawgivers, that you are the King of kings and Lord of lords, and that all that is good and just and worthy comes from you. Help them to realize that to their own consciences they must be true. For those who have elected them, we pray at this time, help us to pray for these men and encourage them in every way possible. Help us all to realize that this is indeed a land where government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. And give to each of us a sense of your direction, for we ask these things in your name. Amen.
Messages from the governor. Oh, excuse me. Would the secretary certify the journal from the previous day?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 33rd, 34th, and 35th legislative day and Senate supplement number 15.
Senator Coletta.
Moving act unanimous consent with the journals for the 33rd, 34th, 35th day and Senate supplement number 15 be approved to certify.
Is there any objection? So ordered. Communications, or excuse me, introduction of guests. Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor.
Messages from the other house.
The house has passed the following. Committee substitute for House Bill number 117 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the legislative appropriation process and providing for an effective date.
That will go to Finance.
House Joint Resolution number 16 by Representatives Specking, Eliason, Freeman, Gardner, Haugen, Osterbach, and Urien, relating to the International Convention for the High Seas Fisheries of the North Pacific Ocean.
Resources.
There are no other messages from the House.
Communications.
There are no communications.
Standing Committee reports.
The Commerce Committee has had House Bill 42, defrauding of operators of taxi cabs, under consideration, and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute. The report was signed by Senator Bradley, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Poland, Sumner, and Hackney. There is a further referral to Judiciary. The Rules Committee has had Senate Bill 18, Licensing of Pesticide Applicators, under consideration and recommends that it be placed on the calendar. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Tillian and Coletta. This appears on tomorrow's calendar. The Rules Committee has had Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 17, commending Governor's Management and Efficiency Review Team, under consideration and recommends that it do pass and be placed on the calendar. This report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Tillian and Coletta. The Rules Committee has had House Concurrent Resolution Number 24, honoring Amos J. Alter on his retirement, under consideration, and the committee recommends that it be placed on the calendar. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Tillian and Coletta. This resolution appears on tomorrow's calendar. There are no other standing committee reports.
Special committee reports.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no resolutions.
Introduction of bills.
Senate Bill Number 152 by Senator Croft, an act making a special appropriation to the municipality of Anchorage for acquisition of property for Chugach Park Road and providing for an effective date.
Community Regional Affairs and Finance, and would the Secretary show the presence of Senator Tillian?
Senate Bill Number 153 by Senator Huber, an act relating to the maximum interest rate for retail installment sales.
Judiciary and Commerce.
Senate Bill Number 154 by Senator Coletta, an act relating to fraudulent use of credit cards.
Judiciary and Commerce.
There are no other Senate bills.
Calendar. Senate Bill 26.
Senate Bill Number 26 by Senator Ray, an act exempting the Department of Public Safety from dress code regulations. The State Affairs Committee had this bill under consideration and reports it back as follows. Senator Petula, co-chairman, and Senator Huber signed no recommendation. Senator Willis signed no recommendation, and Senator Ray signed do pass. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended for Senate Bill 26. We consider the growth advance the third reading and place the final pass.
Is there any objection? So ordered. Senate Bill 26 is in third reading.
Senate Bill Number 26, an act exempting the Department of Public Safety from dress code regulations.
Senator Ray.
The program effects of the bill. The bill would exempt public safety from the requirements that uniform or other dress codes be promulgated into the Administrative Procedures Manual. With this requirement, the trooper who may not be in full authorized uniform would be subject to criminal sanctions. Likewise, any minor change in the uniform to supply problems or otherwise would require promulgation, advertising, hearings, etc. before the change could be made. The morale and integrity of the department personnel will be enhanced by passage of the bill. Apart from traditional standards that cause deterioration. That's from Commissioner Burton. Comments from Colonel Wellington, Director of Alaska State Troopers. Because of the recent Supreme Court decisions allowing police departments to set dress standards, I feel that as long as the department maintains a realistic and constitutionally approved dress code, there should be no need for further involvement. Inspector Personette. The bill is necessary in order to continue the requirement that personnel wear certain uniforms or other satisfactory clothing when representing the department and the state.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Petula.
Question, Senator Ray, to the chair. This in no way then affects the mustache problem that's been brought to my attention, is that correct? There is no way intended to.
Through the chair, to the majority leader, Mr. President, there's nothing in the bill that speaks of mustaches, anything other than dress codes. And as the Deputy Commissioner of Public Safety himself wears a mustache, I would think it would carry down to the troops if they couldn't.
Any further discussion, Senator Chance?
As I understand it, this would really say that they can prescribe the uniform without complying with this, but if employee wanted to wear a mustache or a beard or long hair, that's solely his decision, and the department would have to come under the statute if they were going to take some action in that regard. Is that the intent of the bill?
Through the chair, to Senator from Acres, that is my intent of the bill, and I would say from the expression of Colonel Wellington, who is the director of the Alaska State Troopers, he says, mentions realistic and constitutionally approved dress code. So I don't think there's anything in the Constitution that allows you to wear a beard or mustache.
Is there any further discussion? If there's no further discussion, senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
And so Senate Bill 26 has passed the Senate.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 21 by Representatives Eliason, Akers, and Guy, relating to A. Teresa Ripley.
Is there any discussion? Senator Coletta.
I move the House Concurrent Resolution 21 be adopted.
Is there any discussion? Would so many as favor the adoption of House Concurrent Resolution 21 say aye?
Aye.
Would those opposed say no? House Concurrent Resolution 21 has passed the Senate.
Senate Bill Number 31, an act relating to sentencing reports and felony convictions, is in third reading.
Is there any discussion? Senator Ray? Senator Tillion.
Oh, come on now, I'm just nitpicking. What the amount to is the people that pick the judges should get a copy of the sentencing report. It's already been printed, it's been sent out to the Department of Law and the Alaska Parole Board and the Department of Health and Social Services. Certainly those people who pick the judges names that are presented to the governor should receive this report.
Senator Ray.
By the same token, adopt the same expression of moral indignation expressed by Senator Lance. If the Judicial Council wants a certain judge to report, they can certainly receive that through their executive director. He can request certain sentencing report. What I'm trying to say
bundle of paperwork moving around all the time. Now here we have something making more paperwork. The other day, I would venture to say 7 copies of 4,000 reports would cost you $2,200 a week. And here the other day, we said, we must pay as we go. And we taxed hospital beds in order to pay as we go. But here we say, well, hey, what's a mere couple thousand dollars for the more paperwork?
Senator Ziegler. Senator Huber. Senator Ziegler. Any further discussion? Senator Ray. Is there any further discussion? There's no further discussion. The question is, shall Senate Bill 31 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote?
I'll change.
Would the secretary take the roll?
I don't believe Senator Cotullo's vote changed. The roll shows 16 yeas and 2 nays, and if I can do it administratively, I'll show 17 yeas and 1 nay and 2 absent.
Senator Cotullo, you voted affirmatively after you changed your vote?
No.
You voted negatively?
I voted negatively, it didn't show up. I did vote negatively, it didn't show up. Two votes against it besides mine, I voted for.
There would be 15 yeas and 3 nays.
So that there is no question about it, we will void the vote. Senators will proceed to vote again. Shall Senate Bill 31 pass the Senate? Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
Thank you. The roll shows 15 yeas, 3 nays, 2 absent.
And so Senate Bill 31 has passed the Senate. Have any unfinished business? Senator Crotula.
Presumably under the joint rules of the responsibility discussed in the State Affairs Committee, we will hold hearings on Friday for confirmation hearings on Friday for the Commission of Highways and Commission Administration, if it works out for those guys.
Fine. I have asked the Secretary to send to all committee chairmen a copy of the statute which Senator Croft directed to my attention, which outlines the duties of the committee chairman in regard to appointments that have been referred to their committees. You should be receiving that, I suppose, this afternoon. It'll be in your mailbox. Is there any other unfinished business? Announcements. Senator Ziegler? Senator Hackney? Senator Orsini? Yes, we may, sir.
For the purpose of support, a comment on action?
Without objection. Yeah.
Mr. President, members of the body who may be submitting bills that have a CRA referral can be finding in their mailboxes a little form which I have developed to, for a couple of purposes. This form is to people to try and get an understanding by myself and members of the committee of what the purposes of the particular piece of legislation submitted are. Just fits the committee staff and some general background and detailed research on this piece of legislation and aid the committee in its deliberations and merits of the bill. This form consists of six questions that should be able to be filled out in just a few minutes by the bill sponsor. It's sort of an experimental type of thing, maybe for further on how it works.
Any other special orders? Senator Ray? You have the floor, sir. Do you relinquish the floor, sir?
Yes. Okay.
Senator Orsini?
No.
Senator Ray?
Right.
Senator Crotula? You have it, sir.
Mr. President, I think the time to just briefly state that I want to be extremely careful, and that which I've told the Budget Management Committee, extremely careful that the investigations into the University of Alaska don't affect the academic portion of people that are students and the people that are professional teachers. They're doing a good job up there. As I've stated before on the floor of the House many years ago when we were under a great deal of pressure, that I went through a great time of trouble when I went to school with this very problem. Now, there's suggestions by a very new member on board, Commissioner Administration, who may well have been the university banker at some time or other, but certainly hasn't been long in state service, and indeed hasn't been very long in state, that he had a whole lot of proposals for reorganizing the university. Remember, the Constitution gave some positions to the university some independence. And one further statement I wish to be firm on, and that is that the power of the purse, the power of the Department Administration that from time to time showed up in the legislature negatively, one that's affected us adversely, one that hasn't been in the interest of the people of the states under checks and balances, and the same may well hold true for the University of Alaska. That a couple of years ago, the finance chairman, particularly members of the House, at least finance committee, were sold perhaps a little bit too much on the benefits of computerization and so on. And now they are frustrated with the problems that the university can't get its receivables in order. None of this should affect clear cut, very careful scrutiny of where we're going with education in the state. I drove down the road a few days ago to hear an editorial by a Hillbilly Station, denouncing the university, it's time to close it down and so on. Now that's the type of thing we don't need. And that came out of Anchorage, which is supposed to be one of our more sophisticated communities. We had better be very, very careful that we don't adversely impact education in this state. Be very careful it doesn't lead into what is not intended by this legislature. It doesn't lead into an adverse negative impact on the quality of education in secondary and higher institutions. And I, for one, just want to voice a tone of moderation, and right now see to it that if there are payments and if there are loans that have to be made, we ought to be careful, but we ought to be concerned about them. We certainly shouldn't leave people unpaid. We shouldn't leave the university without funds to operate its academic section. After all, I've been through 50 different programs here of funding in the administration side that's all of a sudden getting a bit indignant. But the University of Alaska is probably its own dirty linen of being covered just slightly by this problem up there. You just look at the supplementals this year, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Look at the number of times over the years that we've had to take care of the working capital fund of the Department of Highways, refund it completely, and it got out of balance again, time after time, for millions and millions and millions of dollars. So it's not unique. And maybe the administration university needs an offer. Maybe it needs close legislative scrutiny. But let's be very, very careful that we keep separate from politics as much as possible the university's academic function.
We have de facto reverted to special orders. Are there any further special orders? Senator Hackney. Well, we reverted to it.
I would like to point out, Mr. President, that the day after day we stand here venting our blame upon each other, calling down constantly upon the assorted tents around the room here. Just like to point out, it's Valentine's Day, Mr. President. As far as I'm concerned, I'd like to thank you for a very lovely day to be up in front of you. Thank you. Thanks very much.
I'm really disappointed. I thought they did this just for me. I didn't realize that everybody was such a democratic organization as all of that.
I've got a cookie for you, too.
You have a cookie for me, too, sir. Any further special orders? Senator Poland. Any further special orders? We'll go to announcements a second time. Any further announcements? Committee announcements.
Mr. President.
Senator Poland.
Senate resources will meet at 2:45 this afternoon. We will take up Senate Bill 66, privately owned agricultural land, and Senate Bill 78, disposal of surplus state.
Any further announcements? Senator Willis.
Yes. This weekend at Fairbanks of the Joint House Senate State Affairs Committee hearings on the Capital Science Commission Bill. We held Borough Assembly Chambers, 520 Fifth Street, Fairbanks at 10 a.m. That's the 19th. It's coming Saturday.
Okay. Any further announcements? Senator Holman.
Mr. President, the budget not released Wednesday at 11 a.m. in the House Finance Chambers. Senate Judiciary will meet at 3:30 this afternoon and discuss Senate Budget Report.
Any further announcements? Senator Coletta.
Mr. President,
is there any objection? Without objection, we are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.